Well, good morning. It's good to see each of you here this morning, and I trust that God will give us a good time together. We're going to start off for a scripture this morning in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 5, and we're going to be reading verses 14 through 16. And if you're able, let's stand together for the reading of God's word, Ephesians chapter 5. Let's read in unison verse 14 through verse 16. Wherefore he said, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. All right, so who can remember what we learned about last Sunday? We're thinking about the Christian's walk, and what specifically were we learning about? We are to walk in the light. Walk in the light. So we're in Ephesians chapter 5, and last week, one of our key verses, well, verse 8 and verse 9. Verse 8 and verse 9 was key there in Ephesians 5. And it says, For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. And so we had three lights, right? We are to walk in goodness. To walk in goodness, to walk in righteousness, and to walk in truth. Well, this morning, we are going to be looking here at verse 14 through 16. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for your help as we have opened your word. I pray that you teach us. Lord, we thank you for the gathering we have here. Lord, we are thankful for the freedom and the opportunity to meet together and to sing and to pray and to learn from your word. And we do pray that you would stir our hearts, that you would draw us closer to you, that the Holy Spirit would have liberty. I yield myself to you and pray for your guidance. And Father, we thank you for this. We do pray for our nation, for the challenges of which we face in this day. Lord, we pray that you would give wisdom to those in leadership in our land, from the president and his advisors to judgeships on local levels as well as in the federal courts. And we just pray for in the House, in the Senate, in local state governments, Father, that you would give wisdom to these who are in authority, as you have said, that we might live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And so we do pray for these, that they would seek you for wisdom, that they would rule in a reverence for you, Lord. And we thank you for this. We do pray for Brother Norton and his family in Slovenia and for the mission work that they have been involved with there. Thank you for helping them as they have moved to a different community recently and all of the challenges with that. We pray that you'd help them really to get some stability to their lives and their schedules, and to be able to do more in connecting with people and reaching people there in Slovenia. Lord, we do pray also for the brother up in South Indian Lake that has had two deaths in the community there and the two funerals of which he has been preaching. Lord, we pray that you'd minister. I believe one of those was on Friday and the other one is coming tomorrow. As he ministers to those grieving families, we do pray that you would just encourage him and help him and his wife. as they serve you there in South Indian Lake, Manitoba. Thank you, Lord, for this. Please bless our time here now. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of today's message is Walk in Wisdom. Last week, Walk in the Light. Today, Walk in Wisdom. Walk in Wisdom. We see in verse 14, God says, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then, verse 15, that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. What does it mean to walk circumspectly? The word circumspectly isn't a word that we use too often, right? Circumspectly. Well, it has the similar root as circumference, okay? So it has the idea of awareness and making wise choices, making such as, for an example, consider as we drive our car around, especially in traffic through a city or something like that, like Minneapolis or Chicago or some other Washington, D.C. or something like that, right? There gets to be an importance on being a defensive driver, right? Making sure if you're gonna switch lanes, if you need to take an exit or whatever, you need to move through some lanes of traffic, you can't just look forward. You need to look in your mirror. You need to look over your shoulder. You need to make sure. Otherwise, you will very likely be in an accident because you cut somebody off and they run into you. And so you need to be a defensive driver. You need to be aware of the changing road conditions, especially in winter driving. And yeah, motorcycles, you need to be careful so you don't, because it's easy to miss a motorcycle. So as a motorcyclist, you definitely need to be a defensive driver and all of those things. So we must pay attention, right, to what's going on around us as a driver. And so that's the idea of circumspectly, walking circumspectly. There's an awareness. We're taking into consideration different situations, scenarios, the consequences of taking those steps. And so the dictionary, the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, said this about defining circumspect. It said, careful to consider all circumstances and possible consequences. Prudent, cautious, implies the exercise of forethought. Here were some synonyms. Attentive, awake, observant, vigilant, watchful. So this is what God says, how he wants us to live. He wants us to live, to walk, to live our life, conduct our life in a way that is wise. Wise. Walk, verse 15 says, circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. We had the driving example of being a defensive driver and being aware of what's going on so that we can make good decisions and get safely to our destination. But you know what? Also, consideration of if you're going on a hike, right? If you're walking, and I'm just one aspect of this is snakes. Now, we don't have any poisonous snakes right here in North Dakota, but we do on the other side of the Missouri River, there are rattlesnakes. And you know what? Most people, or at least a huge number of people, get bitten by a poisonous snake because of one thing. Stepping on it. Many people are bitten because they stepped on them. Now, snakes sometimes, they often blend into the trail, or if you're walking through grass, easy to miss a snake and step on it. That's why you have to walk circumspectly. If you're hiking, if we go out to Medora or something in the summertime, there are snakes out there, rattlesnakes, that a person does need to be aware of. I've seen snakes in that area a number of years when I was out there. And so So we'll have to be careful. We have to walk circumspectly. And if we're making our way through some tall grass, you really have to be cautious. Why? Because you want to avoid that danger, okay, of stepping on it, especially, or getting too close to it where the snake feels threatened. A lot of times, snakes will not strike unless they feel threatened. If you're in their personal space, they're likely to strike. Walk circumspectly, God says. So you get an idea now a little better of what it means to walk circumspectly. God says, I don't want you to go through this life just driving recklessly, being sort of aimless and careless and foolish. God says, no, life is too precious. Life is too precious. I want to, before we move on from the circumspectly word, I want you to go to two other places where the same word is used in the Bible, the same Greek word, but it's translated with a different word, okay? So let's go to Matthew chapter 2, first of all. Matthew chapter 2, that's the first book of the New Testament, the book of Matthew, and chapter 2. Matthew 2, and noticing verse number 8. Verse 8 says, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Now, in that verse, which is talking, which when the wise men came to see Herod, remember? We celebrate at Christmas time the birth of Christ. The wise men came from the east to see Herod, and they come to Herod, and Herod, being deceptive, Herod says, yeah, hey, go and, search diligently for the young child, and when you've found him, bring me word so I can worship him. Now, that's not what Herod wanted to do. He wanted to kill baby Jesus, but God spared the Lord Jesus. But here's the deal. In this verse, we have the exact same word that in our Ephesians passage is translated from the Greek language, which the New Testament was given in. From the Greek language, it's translated circumspectly, but that very same word in this passage is translated diligently. Herod said to the wise men, he said, go and search circumspectly for the child, right? Go and search diligently for the child. So we can see that being diligent is an appropriate understanding of what it means to walk circumspectly, to be very purposeful, to be thorough. So we get the idea there. One more verse, and that's in the Gospel of Luke. I'd like to just point out so you can see a little fuller understanding of what that word means. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, that's just two books over to the right of Matthew there. Luke chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 3. Now here is Luke, and he is introducing the book here that he's writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And as he writes, he says in verse 3, he says, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. So, Luke says, Theophilus, and that's actually who Luke was writing to. He was writing to Theophilus. And as he does, he says in verse 3, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding. So Luke says, I know these things. I saw with my own eyes Jesus. I walked with him. I lived with him. I saw the miracles. And so Luke says, I am writing from perfect understanding, and also the Holy Spirit guiding him. That word that here is translated perfect is the same Greek word that's translated circumspectly and diligent in Matthew. So we can see perfect. So God wants us to live not as fools, but as wise. making wise choices, well-informed, like a defensive driver who's going to get safely to the destination. They are going to pay attention to road signs. They're going to pay attention to traffic. They're going to be alert for dangers, maybe animals crossing the road, like deer or whatever. They're going to be aware of what's going on around them so that they can safely navigate through the roads. And God wants us to live our life like that, not just reckless, so that we suffer damage, so that we have all kinds of injuries, so that we have all kinds of consequences, all kinds of pain. But God wants us to be wise, wise in our decisions. And notice back there in Ephesians, I'm going to go over here, Ephesians chapter 5 once again. So, now let's read verse 14 again. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest. Wouldn't you agree that if we're driving and we're, you know, I've been there. Have you? Oh, man, that sometimes that sleep, middle of the afternoon or something, right? I mean, it's like, and all of a sudden it hits you and, you know, it can be dangerous, right? You need to do something to wake yourself up. So this is what God says about our life, is he says, I don't want you going through life in this sort of lazy, lackadaisical, reckless manner of that is risky, that is dangerous. But he says, I want you to be wise. So he says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And then the next verse, verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time. Wow, time. Time. You know, time is something special. Time is something that passes so quickly. Time. God wants us to redeem the time. Redeem means to make good use of, to spend appropriately or in a wise manner, to redeem the time, to make good use of. So the idea here is one of urgency. Like, this isn't something, well, you know, one of these days I'll get right with God. Well, you know, one of these days I'll serve God. Well, you know, one of these days I'll read my Bible, but I don't feel like it today. Oh, one of these days, you know, I'll pray, but I know I should pray, but I just, too much going on today. You know, that's not redeeming the time, right? It's not making good use of the time God's given us. God says, I want you to redeem the time, to walk in wisdom. You know, we really can't use time well if we're not giving